Railroad cars, which would take 2 weeks to locate and route, could be swiftly dispatched in just 48 hours by means of a vast network of punch card machines. Indeed, IBM services coursed through the entire German infrastructure in Europe, noted Black. After America's entry into the war, Nazi Hermann Fehlinger was appointed as German enemy property custodian. Fehlinger maintained Watson business machines, keeping the original staff and ensuring continued profits for IBM. This subsidiary continued to send royalties and reports to the New York home offices through IBM's Geneva office. Watson, a well-connected Freemason, proclaimed world peace through world trade in 1937, while in Berlin to be named president of the International Chamber of Commerce. In that same year, President Franklin D. Roosevelt named Watson U.S. Commissioner General to the International Exposition in Paris, and Hitler created a special medal for Watson, called the Merit Cross of the German Eagle with Star, to honor foreign nationals who made themselves deserving of the German Reich. It ranked second in prestige only to Hitler's German Grand Cross, noted Edwin Black. Since the war, IBM has obstructed or refused to cooperate with virtually every major independent author writing about its history, according to numerous published introductions, prefaces, and acknowledgments, he added. Along with aviation hero Charles Lindbergh and newspaper magnate William Randolph Hearst, another American supporter of Hitler was Joseph P. Kennedy, father of the future president. Kennedy was appointed U.S. ambassador to Britain in 1939, but was recalled in November 1940 for voicing his sympathies for Hitler. Roosevelt had been advised by FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover that Joseph P. Kennedy, the former ambassador to England, and Ben Smith, the Wall Street operator, sometime in the past had a meeting with Nazi Luftwaffe chief Hermann Göring in Vichy, France, and that thereafter Kennedy and Smith had donated a considerable amount of money to the German cause. They are both described as being very anti-British and pro-German. One important example of a pre-war effort to install a fascist dictatorship within the United States is the attempted overthrow of Roosevelt early in his presidency. Only a year after Hitler came to power in Germany, many wealthy Americans looked with favor on a fascist system to counteract international communism. Many were disgusted with President Roosevelt's social policies and felt he was secretly a communist. Irénée Dupont and General Motors President William S. Knudsen, in early 1934, planned to finance a coup d'état that would overthrow the president with the aid of a $3 million funded army of terrorists, modeled on the fascist movement in Paris known as the Croix des Feux.